Dream Team's alright with me. Dream Team's alright. Oh, yeah. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Yeah, coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Calvin Nader.
Righto, boys. Another massive round. Woo! And we're leading into some very interesting territory. We'll just go around the grounds and see how everyone went, Warn.
Yeah. Well, at least I don't have the green vest this week. Ended up just cracking the 2000, so I got 2008. Couple of very important league wins for me, so I'm actually fairly happy about that considering how bad this weekend was.
Cal?
I do have the green vest, Roy. I don't like how he refers to it. Anyway, look, I had 1933, which was just terrible.
A long time ago.
It was disastrous. So I don't like it sort of dragging on to the long weekend when you just know you've got a shit score and you want everything to sort of reset and start again. So, pretty dismal, but I do have the vest on this week. How'd you go?
Yeah, I went all right. I got 20-50. Well, I say all right. It's not all right. It's probably 50 to 100 points behind what you would expect for par. But I carried a lot of injured players this week, so I'm hoping that pays off. But, 20-50, got to take it.
All right, now for the Big Mad Monday podcast that we do, we always look at our votes. So our plus threes. So for this week, I'm going to kick it off, and I'm going to say the ruck. Going with Blixars there in the ruck and not actually pulling the trigger on getting rid of Leuenberger and playing in for his 94 points. So that was pretty awesome for me. What do you reckon, Calvin?
Well, I went with my boy Swanee. He's back. He's back.
And we don't have the oink oink.
Nah, I don't need the oinky.
I'm proud of you for actually being able to find someone to give a plus three.
Well, I went for the old reliable. It was either going to be him or Gaz. But yeah, look, he had a 130 and after his last couple of weeks of 85 and 90, so he's obviously back and has Melbourne this week, so a bit of oink oink, bit more coming on.
I like it.
Destroyed.
For the third week, a player I've bought in on debut gets my three, Luke Ball.
Wow.
So cheap and pumped out 110. I'm really happy with
it. You're doing something right, aren't you?
I'm doing something right, but God knows where it's going wrong, but anyway.
All right, hopefully your other boys can start firing as well. Yeah, let's have a look at some of these negative threes. So the guys that were giving out negative three.
How many can you give out?
Well, we're only allowed to give out one, Calvin. I know you've got a few there. Oh. I'm gonna kick mine off. I'm gonna say Pierce Hanley. I wish he would actually piss off out of my team after picking him.
See what he did?
Some of my best work. I picked him up last week.
Yep.
Got an 80 out of him. You can't complain about
solid
that from a guy that is doing that. But then that 35 got tagged badly.
Unheard of.
And wasn't real good. So yeah, Pierce Hanley for me, Calvin.
Hal Maloney. Now, look, he's been... Okay, yes, he did get injured, but what did he have? 24 points at half time, and he's been a pretty good pick up until probably the last month.
Yeah.
he's
all right.
His time's up. He's got to go now.
And it's ruining him a little bit with his money-making. Yeah. Like, it almost is. His time is up. He's got to go because he's going to leak a few dollars now.
Yeah, and I reckon it was injury, although the head he pulled when he was going off was the same one that he had when he came on the ground. He's always looked like he's in pain. Wow. Horrific pain. Anyway, I'm giving my negative three. Well, I was going to give it to Clokey for his late withdrawal because
yeah, the shit's right.
I already had enough. Yeah, it gave me the
at least
shit.
It was this week.
I had that many on the pine, but I underestimated how much Buddy could piss me off.
How bad is he?
Negative three, Buddy, in your face.
Yep. I was considering picking him up after the bye.
Half the reason I got him in was because of his easy run, and to finish it off with Melbourne. Oh, please.
Now, I read something that he only kicked two goals, and the two goals that he got were free kicks.
Really?
Yeah.
And Frawley was on him. Now, Frawley went off injured. They think he might be injured. Clokey returns from the toilet this week, he'll kick 10
show him how it's done. Now, you can't... He's not a million-dollar man if he can't take a contested mark.
No. He's not worth it.
Exactly. He needs to do something with his club. All right, Calvin, it's time for...
it's huge, huge news. Now, this week, obviously, the biggest thing this week is the buys.
Of course. Round 11.
Yeah, look, and it's huge. So how are we managing ourselves and how have we prepared leading into this round 11 where Brisbane, Fremantle, Hawthorn, Port Adelaide, Richmond and the Bulldogs are all missing? Dog.
Well, there's quite a few popular players there and that's a really, it's a big thing. But most of us, and I know I'm in that case, that I've got my sort of least amount of players having this bias. So
yep.
I'll get my best 18, just a reminder about that, your best 18 comes from on your field, yep. So off your 22 players on your field. So I reckon most of us will be going into this weekend having that, and we won't need to really trade around that too much. So so I'm looking pretty good. I'll probably have 20 players playing this week, maybe even more. So that's probably looking all right for me.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I'm in a similar position. I've got a spread at the moment of probably 18 to 19 available the first week, 17 to 19 the second week, and then I'm low in that third week. But I'm not concerned at all. I've probably got 15 locks, providing yep. they don't get injured. And by that stage, with my trading throughout the buy period, I think I'll be laughing. I should get through reasonably unscathed.
Well, look, yeah. So what sort of trades are you guys looking to make next week? So let's say selections go to plan. What trades are you looking at, Dob?
Well, I'm potentially looking at some downgrades, actually, just yep. to get some cash for me. So
yep.
I've been looking at the boys to get this week. Now, on the bubble, you've got Gorringe in the ruck. He's had 66 and 52, yep. so could be there. But I don't really want to downgrade anyone there at the moment, unless I do downgrade Leuenberger and then have Blicks on
is
the ground again.
I think it is
because you can make a fair bit of cash out of it. So that one there. But the worry is that old mate Tom Nichols, his ruck buddy up there at Gold Coast, he's 108 grand, so he's a little bit cheaper. But he had 27 hitouts compared to yep. old mate Gorringe's 10, and
like
ended up with 76 points. So quite possibly Nichols is the better option out of the two, even though he's only played the one game.
Yep.
Other bubble boys there, Burberry, 49 and 59, not great. And job security, surely that's not yep. fantastic heading in there. There's some other guys worth looking at who won't be changing price this week. Got to start with the Bulldogs guy, Nathan Hrovat. He's at 83 and a 52.
Mm.
107 grand. Obviously, some good coin. He's probably a sure thing to bring in after this week.
Yep.
But I'd like to be upgrading next week, so using those. So I could get in this week. But mm-hmm. there's probably better options there in getting Kyle Martin. He had 92 on debut for the Magpies. So
he looked solid, didn't he?
He looked very good, and of course, how can we not look past this guy? Tom Mitchell started in the green vest.
How good is he?
Oh, he had a quarter on the pine. He came on in the second, and he ended up with 12 kicks, 6 handballs, 6 marks, 6 tackles, and a goal.
Sausage roll.
98
bloody
points.
Hell. What for a stat line in 3 quarters.
3 quarters.
And we saw that coming because his numbers were so big last year, yeah. this year as a junior, all that sort of stuff. But wowee, to do that in your first game on that stage is massive.
We've talked him up for a long time, but I don't think we've talked him up enough. I didn't think he could have come out and done that.
Not like that. That's just ridiculous.
And the beauty is he doesn't have the bye this week. And I think for a lot of people, if you're structured up a bit like me, I don't have many midfielders from round 12. So he could come in and still keep a good balance for your side this week, get another good game out of him, hopefully get another good score out of him. And yeah, it's not a bad option to be picking him up this week.
Yeah, for me especially, I could look at getting him in, and it works beautifully for my buys because who do I get rid of? Whitfield.
Well, yeah.
Whitfield, because he's around 13 buy, isn't he?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That not only makes me a truckload of money, it helps me out.
And I'm in the same boat with that. I think old Comer, he had a pretty average game.
Yes.
And his money-making days could well be over. And so that loses one round 13 player for me,
so
which is a nice thing to do.
So we'd be bringing in someone traditionally a week earlier than you should, but yep. we're all pretty sold on the fact that he's a gun, isn't he?
And I think those rules are almost going out a little
bit.
There's been
a
lot of guys that we've waited for the bubble and then they failed in their third game. You can't predict that sort of stuff, and you've got to be happy with that. But in a lot of cases, the better option might be the guy that's just played the one game than just getting the bubble guy because he is the bubble guy.
The extra trades have bent that rule a bit too, haven't
they?
For sure. Because there isn't as much risk being stuck the whole season with some muppet and only having your few trades to...
Well, you can be a bit riskier, can't you?
You can.
So the vibe I've got here is you guys are more than happy this week to start dumping dudes and even jumping on a little early to cash yourself up, ready to go boom, boom in the next two.
Yeah, I think so. People are bottoming out like Birchall straight off his buy. Imagine having the cash there for a double upgrade, like get him, get Deledio type thing.
Be so awesome.
You can set yourself up for that this week, can't you?
Yeah, especially if you've got guys like that are injured and or aren't playing at the moment. Mm. So a Jacko Thurlow could be an option there to upgrade because he mightn't be playing. Oh, well, he's not going to be playing round 12 anyway because they've got the bye. But if you've got the cash to be able to turn him into someone like a Birchall, that'd be great. And be I know I'm holding Sam Rowe on my forward bench at the moment. Yep. And so he's another round 13 player. So it'd be fantastic to be able to turn him into a premium, whether that comes from a round 11 player or a round 12 player before he has his bye.
Yep, talking a lot of common sense there, boys, I think.
Very smart.
That's a bit rare.
All right, let's let's have a look. All right, that, a bit of a question of the week. Now, because this is we're doing this straight after the game, after the West Coast game, which they look pretty ordinary in, we're doing this straight after that. So we pulled a question off Twitter that we got. Now, this bloke here, Josh Pad, sent us a bit of a message, and he wanted to know, what's the best trades, what's the best trade pair you've done this year? So, like, which guys, what's your best week? Who's been, you know, your winners?
As far as the quality of names I've bought into my team, I think it was around about round three, I got on Bartel and Josh Kennedy. Now, they're both still there. Bart's been dominating the last few weeks. Kennedy, not so much, but look, he's still getting it done. And at the moment, he still putts around for his 80s. That's probably good enough to stay in my team at the moment.
For sure, Roy.
My best was the week I bought in Vlorston on his bubble and Steve Johnson just before he
went
smashed
bang.
Out a
yeah,
few.
Good one.
Yeah, big one. So that they were my favourites.
Well, mine there, I think I had a couple of options there as my best ones, and they happened earlier in the season. And they were when I did get rid of Gary Ablett when he was about to drop in price. He dropped 50 grand, so, you know, that was a bit of a win, and I dodged a couple of his lower scores that he had. But I brought him back in round five, him and Stokes, and Stokes has been an absolute jet. So, you know, Ablett has been a win to get him back in, got him back in at his lowest price. But, yeah, Stokes has just been getting the job done each week.
I love how unique Stokes is as well. Yeah. He's smashing it for you. It's a really
good pick. So that's another one. The other one there I did sort of have, I know that it wanted our best one, but the other one there, at round three, I reckon a lot of people probably made some really good decisions at round three. I think that's what yours was. And I brought in Kennedy and Maloney. Now, they were probably the two mid-prices that have worked this year because I was getting out Carnesis there was one of them. So, you know.
I think he was one of mine too.
Yeah, I think that's what that probably would have been a very popular trade. Those people that didn't start with JJK got rid of Carnesis to do that. What about your worst ones, Calvin?
My worst ones? Well, any player that either breaks something or, like, Robbo had a little nap in the middle of the MCG, those types of players are... what do you mean? Worst ones as in...
Yeah, what has failed?
Oh, my fuck, jeez. Okay, well, what, the other week when I got in Buddy, with Buddy's got a great draw coming up. He's got a kick. You know, you could have got on the, like, your centre bet and your, all that sort of stuff. You could have bet on Buddy.
That's right.
There was a line of 16.5 goals over this 3 week period. However, you'd be absolute nuts if you even jumped on that because he was the guy I bought in thinking he'd kick five or six a game. Hasn't had a touch. So as far as guys jumping on, he's just now a headache that sits there for me, and I hate him, Roy. I do. I can't stand him.
Hate's a harsh word.
Well, I'll use it.
Well, I'm actually with you because he's in my worst trade ins as well. This was amazing. I went Ellis and Buddy, and on that week Ellis pumped out a 150.
Yep.
Haven't seen him since, and I haven't seen Buddy since, although Ellis has an excuse. So got those two in. That's my worst double of the
year. That's not too bad, because hopefully old mate Ellis has still got a few more dollars to make, and if he's back after his buy, then that'll end up being all right.
I still love Ellis. I hate Buddy too.
Hate's a strong word.
My worst one there, I think my dudes that I've been bringing in the last couple of weeks have been awful. I've gone Hanley and Thurlow. Thurlow goes and gets rested, you know, and he had that pretty ordinary score when I had to play him on my ground. But Hanley, that's been a bit of a fail after looking so awful. But my worst one, I'm going to have to say, it's Joel Selwood.
Oh, yes.
He has been atrocious. Under 80 average, I think, since I've had him. And Jesse Lonergan, good for those couple of weeks, then got injured, and that sort of screwed up a few of my plans, really, is what I've been disappointed with. But the last few weeks everything I'm touching is turning to rubbish, and I'm starting to slide a little bit in the rankings, and it's, you know, hurting the ego a bit.
I reckon I know what that feeling's like, the touch and turn to crap thing. I felt jinxed through the first half of this season so far. Joel Selwood, I can't help but have him, one man's trash is another man's treasure, on my radar after his bye, because that's going to be like almost a straight swap for someone that's
cashed up. Do you feel dirty, dog, when people pick up players like that that you've just had the whole time and they've bled for you?
It's made the game bloody interesting, all these trades, because, well, I'm thinking the same thing, though. Roy, he probably could not say a nice word about Hamish Hartland.
Don't touch him!
He's a potential candidate to be a warn dog after his
bye. He had 500s to start the year, do you still see that when you look at his numbers, do you? I don't see that. I see 30.
How many tons did he get for you?
None.
I'm watching your little Henley, though, dog.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll be great.
There you go.
Let's hope McCaffer plays on him or whatever, something like that. That could happen.
If you don't mind, stepping up.
He has been. All right, well, that's pretty much it for this week, I reckon, boys. Don't forget to be checking out the website, over the week. There's plenty of great content going on there. What about Calvin's Captains? What are we going to see there this week?
It's a touchy subject.
It is a little bit touchy, Ryan. I've had a couple of sleepless nights.
You would have, you poor bastard.
Oh, because you're banging on my door abusing me. I'll tell you what. I did a few calculations, and there's five guys to keep an eye on. Without giving too much away, obviously, Swanee and Pendles play Melbourne. Okay? Lick your lips, because that is going to be absolutely brilliant. That's going to be smash your guts out of it. Stanton, who's gone 149, 144 in the last 2 weeks,
boom,
plays at the MCG, averaging 133 for the year against Carlton, who he had 175 on last year.
This is what he shows, pig-like potential.
Yes, he does, Roy.
He's in piglet mode.
He's in
piglet mode.
He's pushing piglet category, definitely. Look, and the other guy, you've still got to keep an eye on Stevie J. 94 last week isn't the worst thing I've ever stuffed up, for the record.
No.
I've had worse than that. I'll take that.
It's not that bad. I round it.
Try your best.
Technically, it's not mathematically correct, but I actually round that up. That's a ton for me.
Good, Roy. I'll do the same.
Don't
forget, he played GWS last year and he had a 150 on him.
You're right.
That was at Simmons, though. This one's at Sakota. So, look, it's going to be a little bit different. And that's his second best DT score in his career. So, those five guys are all going to feature in the top five. I'll tell you now. Stay tuned to the website, 6 p.m. Wednesday night, and that's where you'll find out the way I do it. Nice. It's going to work this week too.
And Thursday night, don't forget our live show, Roy. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, it's always action-packed. There's always something a little bit random to keep you entertained. Yeah. I don't know if we'll see the Irish pirate dancing this week, but...
You might. No, I don't know. I got nothing to say.
But no, always a great watch. So make sure you tune into that. Follow us on Twitter at RoyDT, at WarneyDT, at MadIrishPirateDT.
No, at CalvinDT. Kelvin. Kelvin. Someone wrote some. Oh God, I got some funny text messages and tweets during the week.
Yes.
Didn't you just?
Let's look after him. Yes, this is a public service announcement. Please send nice stuff to Calvin.
Yeah. No, I'm all right. That. No, I don't mind it. Look, I'll celebrate when I have a good one, and I'll take the criticism when I have a bad one.
Oh, that's a mature pie.
Yeah, but not death threats.
Oh, yeah. No, that's taking it too far.
From
sorry.
You, Roy.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening. Tune in on iTunes. You can make sure that you subscribe and give us a rating and a comment. That would be absolutely fantastic.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Yeah, well done, Calvin. You've worked out how to use it.
I have. I saw it there the other day.
And in the words of NSYNC, enjoy the...
Bye, 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 bye.
You idiot.